The opinions expressed on the following program are those of the host and guests and are not those of WEZS or its sponsors.
The conversation continues. Prime time at 9. From Studio A in downtown Laconia, this is the Advocates Daily. Now, here's Neil Young.
Okay, here we are on this Tuesday morning. It's not bad out there. Well, of course, I have a jacket on. The Laconia Citizen this morning, they have an editorial in there on the situation here in Laconia where the superintendent of schools, and I've already responded this morning, that's why I was a little late coming through the door here, the editorial from the Citizen it was unexpected, it was very good, but there was no offer of what should be done. I mean, saying we'll talk about it next year is not the idea, but I appreciate the Citizen getting on this, bringing it to the public, and that is the Key Club, which is members of Laconia High, and I'll be blunt, were thrown out of the concession at the Laconia High football games. They've been there for 60 years or more doing this, running the concessions before, during, and at halftime of the game on Friday nights. And without any real reason, suddenly they were dropped, and the Laconia Youth Football Association paid for the rights to run the concession. Now, I read in the editorial, which, once again, I don't have with me. I didn't send it over here, but I'll do it from memory. In the Citizen editorial, they say it wasn't right, it wasn't fair, but, you know, next year let's take a look at it earlier and things like that. I'm not being critical. I did send them, Krista Myers over there, an email that I certainly appreciate the editorial. But if you check closely, you really didn't point the finger at somebody, because there's somebody who screwed this up. Now, in my letter, I list the characters of bad characters in this political theater here in Laconia, in our schools. And I started with the superintendent of schools, the new one. They can blame Bob Champlin all they want, but Bob is no longer there. So it was, and this new superintendent, she has plenty of time to find out what was going on around her. And what was going on around her is that the school board did nothing. The athletic director slash football, head football coach for Laconia High, and one member of the school board, Joe Cormier, they all knew what was going on. And what was going on? Well, the Key Club didn't know what was going on. They weren't told that they weren't going to have the concession this year, which they've had for decades to raise money for their projects, because they're, you know, they're a nonprofit, and there's these young people are a group who has become civic minded and believes in volunteerism, and, you know, and they're under the, when I say under, not under the direction, but this is an outreach from the Kiwanis Club, which, as we know, does a great job, and they have some specific charities or whatever you want to call it, that they will raise money so they can be helpful there. So, who else? Oh, by the way, when Jim Fitzgerald left, he had been the AD and the football coach for many years. And they decided then they would split up those two jobs. The head football coach would not be the athletic director. He'd be the football coach. And I imagine have some phys ed classes. But they hired, they being the school board, Laconia School Board, put in place Jim Chase, who's a really good guy, who is a teacher in the classroom, but he also became the athletic director. And I thought that was a great move. Now I see we've gone right back to the old days. If our head football coach is now the athletic director, he's in an awful good position to favor the football team. And I'm not upset about football. I love football. It's my favorite spectator sport. My sons have played on that field. Well, the old, I guess we call it the old field now. And I'm happy to see what they've done. But what's fair is fair. I mean, the schools should, sooner or later, the government indoctrination centers known as the government schools, when are you going to act like you really care about teaching the kids some character? What you've told the Laconia Youth Football League is, you pay us more money than the other guys, and we'll give you the concession. Or have they told the Key Club that after all your years of service to the community, young people who have come through Laconia High School who have joined the Key Club to be part of something that's good, well, this is what you get when you don't pay attention. We'll stab you right in the back.